understand this, that in worship and in true adoration, more can be accomplished in you through my Spirit than hours of preaching and teaching. More can be deposited in you than months of preaching and teaching. When your Spirit yields to my Spirit, then all of everything that I have taught you about myself through my Spirit and my Word comes into fullness, says the Spirit of grace. I am not looking for mechanics in these days. I'm looking for intimacy. All truth lives in intimacy. All studied truth and all meditated truth, though it may be truth, if it's not intermittent or mingled with, if it's not mingled with intimacy, it will only be formulas. But I say unto you, take hold of every moment of intimacy, both in the service and at your place in private worship. Let these things go deep into your heart. Desire them, lust after them. Count them the greatest part of your life and the most valuable part of your life, saith the Spirit of grace. The rain is coming. The spiritual rain from heaven is coming. And though it has been prophesied and prophesied not only in this house, but in many places worldwide, the rain is coming of my presence and of my glory like man has never seen. Even in comparison to the book of Acts, these things will supersede them, saith the Spirit of grace. But it will only be done through my intimacy and your spending time with me. The words are over and over and over again rehearsed in this place and in this house and through this ministry. But understand this, you're building to a point. And know that the path to that point, the journey to that place of the outpouring, is just as supernatural as the outpouring. My character in you is being built daily for those who will spend time with me. My character in you that goes beyond any place that the crowds will see and swarm to in the future. Many will look into this and appreciate it as into all of everything that entails revival. But those who brought it will have a special place of intimacy, knowing that it was through your prayers and through your fastings and through your giving of places of intimacy in my fellowship with you that brought these things about. Count this year that has passed as a year of victory. Count this year as a year, as a place in your life of spiritual growth. Feel yourself fully equipped and ready to enter in to 2021. Many will not go, but your focus has been recalibrated in this year. For you who are in that place that I'm describing, says the Spirit of the Lord, it will not matter to you if it's one or many or thousands that choose to go. Your consecration has been narrowed down to a laser focus in me that does not look to the strength of man or in numbers, says the Spirit of grace. The cloud on the horizon is as a man's hand, says the Spirit of the Lord. But you will see. And you will see to all those who have hearts saying, but I've heard and I've heard and I've heard and I've heard. Be careful. Be careful, says the Spirit of the Lord, that your heart is not caught up in the things of this world, looking at the things that are coming. Be careful that you do not step out of faith. Be careful that you do not mock the prophecies of revival that are coming and coming and coming. That you do not grow weary in well-doing and put these things off as man's sayings. If you disregard all of anything that anyone has ever said concerning revival, then I direct you to my word. And I say to you, if you scoff the possibility of revival, you're scoffing the end time prophecies of my word. Embrace the continual possibilities of revival. Embrace the expectation. Do not say in your heart, but I've heard this, and I've heard this, and I've heard this. That is the spirit of the world, and that is the spirit that Satan is trying to defeat the church with. Stand up in the Spirit. Let your hope come from intimacy in my presence, saith the Spirit of grace. You're going to shout. You're going to run. You're going to dance. You're going to see the fulfillment of all these things. For I've prophesied these things in present-day speakings, but yet I've given to you a more sure word of prophecy, which is the foundation of my word. You cannot fail. You cannot fail in seeing the fulfillment of this if you stay in me. And I am pleased with you. I desire to show my pleasure towards you. Stay in that place of fellowship that I continually affirm to you my desire for you and my pleasure in you, saith the Spirit of grace.